This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, heard across America on some of America's great radio stations and also across the Caribbean, and we're streaming live online on the internet and the satellite, too, all around the world. Now, a special shout-out always goes to our active-duty military and veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Got a lot of great stuff over there for you to look at. Joining us right now from the Underground USA podcast, it's Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, little old Chicago Mayor Lightfoot, be careful what you wish for, had at least 1,000 people in front of her home last night, making a whole bunch of noise, demanding certain things. And one of them was to have the statue of Christopher Columbus taken down, the one that they decapitated in the park in Chicago. And she wanted it. She said she ordered the park to have the statue taken down in the middle of the night. Well, it's still the middle of the night, and as of about 30 minutes ago, the statue was still in the park, lit up.
Well, it's probably a union job.
That's right. No, they're not going to go out there in the middle of the night. Hell no. Nope.
You know, this is the Mayor Lightfoot, and I say that with no due respect, because she is an awful, awful mayor.
Terrible.
I mean, Richard J. Daley is rolling in his grave that she was ever elevated.
Rahm Emanuel is doing a happy dance somewhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, just a horrible, horrible excuse for public servant.
Mm-hmm.
That said, what's the point of Christopher Columbus' statue coming down? The guy never touched the soil of the United States. He landed in the Bahamas. So who cares? What's the point? What's the gripe? What statement does this make? The statement it makes to me is that the people don't understand history very well.
Right.
And that this mayor, if you decide to put three people in front of her house, is going to buckle to any kind of peer pressure. What happens when they find out that the Wrigleys, all those years ago, actually participated in practices that didn't have, like, OSHA standards at their factories? That didn't adhere to, like, the 8-hour day, that may have had people who were under the age of 14 working in their factories.
Yeah.
Are they going to demand that Wrigley Field's name be changed? Go ahead and jack with that in Chicago and see what you get.
Well, it wasn't just Wrigley's. It was every factory in every major city in the country for years. They had the kids working that weren't supposed to be working hours on top of. It was a normal thing. Normal.
So why don't you take an iconic and cherished thing in the city of Chicago by the people on the north side, which are usually very liberal, and why don't you say, you have to change the name of Wrigley Field? Well, they're not going to do that. So you want to see some hypocrisy here? Don't go for the easy targets, little people who want to protest. Go for something that's going to test your will to actually change.
Okay.
Because you're not going to do it. Very cowardly of these people.
By the way, Steve in Thailand is telling me that the Columbus statue in Chicago is down now, was taken down within the last hour.
If they were going to leave a decapitated statue up, which in Chicago, that's always questionable. You never know. That would have been bizarre. So, that's a real tough decision for Gordon Lightfoot to make.
Yeah. I haven't seen any pictures of it yet, but, I'm sure we will soon. Now, the other news that's kind of floating around the dial here is the Chinese situation. China, after we told them they had to close their embassy in Houston because of the espionage accusations, they said, okay, you need to close your embassy over here in Chengdu in China.
And who cares? You know, the reason I say who cares is these people, you could debate this all you want to, but every single piece of evidence points to the fact that they really didn't give a damn whether or not this virus got out of their country and into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened directly after we decided to correct some trade imbalances with them and the manipulation of U.S. currency. So I'm going to lean towards the theory that maybe they did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Or didn't care to actually care about it to the extent that they should have. So screw China. I'm serious. Screw China. In any other era in the United States, this would have been an act of war.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've been messing with us over there in the South China Sea and every opportunity they've had over there. So, and they are definitely getting a little bit bolder and bolder. So hold that thought. Here comes the music. And, folks, I'll be right back with more with Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. He's on Facebook. Go over there. Check him out. And I'll be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, in this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Frank Salvato, brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Nissan. I was up there in Newport Rich the other day. A special shout out to everybody up there. And Sean, nice seeing you and the gang. Now, while the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura went on a buying spree. Now, with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, has the largest selection in the state. And before you buy elsewhere, see Moss first. Now, they're going to have the vehicle you want that the other guys just might not. And their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. And Moss Nissan up in Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Great job, guys. And searching for a new improved service experience? Well, guess what? Moss service departments can handle all makes and all models, and Moss Nissan and Acura's You Serve, You Save program also applies to vets, first responders, active duty military, and pastors and faith workers. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura in Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now two locations at North Florida Avenue, 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan side by side. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to save another $500 off that car or truck that you're looking at. It's just that simple. Moss, M-A-U-S, simply the best auto dealer I have ever done business with, bar none. All right, Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast is back with us. Hello, hello, hello.
Mr. Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better with the mayor of Chicago, Ms. Lightfoot, and what happened to her, you know, what goes around comes around, Nancy Pelosi put her foot in her mouth. Now, you want to know how?
How this time?
Remember that $3 trillion coronavirus stimulus package that the House passed that's been sitting there waiting for the Senate to do something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Senate came up with a $1 trillion, roughly, dollar package they're sending over to the House. And Nancy just made the comment, well, this $3 trillion coronavirus stimulus legislation is a gift to Trump. Now she doesn't like it so much.
Yeah, you either hate the guy, you love the guy, you want to work with him, or you don't. But you got to make up your mind.
Well, you know, what are you going to do with the people that are expecting that stimulus check that she kept talking about, and now they're going to screw around with that? What's going to happen to the Dems if they do that? They're going to be out to lunch.
Well, the sad thing is the people in Pelosi's district will reelect her. The people in their usual suspect districts will reelect them. I don't know why. They have not served them well. They're a little bit to the left of Mao, mm-hmm. you know, but they will. So we're stuck with Nancy Pelosi until someone throws a bucket of water on her and she melts, you know.
From all the makeup.
Yeah, or, you know, well, I was going the other one, but, they're not going to do anything that's going to help Trump, and they're going to diminish him because they want to hurt him even more. You know, this is a woman who said in the very beginning of this virus, that you're out and about in Chinatown, with no mask on, saying, don't worry about it so much, we'll get together, and now it's a catastrophe that Trump didn't close the borders back in 1942, you know. So I don't know what's gonna. Washington is so dysfunctional today. It's almost to the point where people have to throw up their hands.
Well, they passed the legislation. She made it a point to be $3 trillion, told everybody that they were going to give them more money on their check. It was probably going to be maybe $2,000 instead of $1,200. And guess what? Ain't happening.
No, the Senate will get something passed, and it's probably going to be another $1,200 stipend. They're not going to give any kind of payroll tax break, and that was always debatable because that funds, you know, Medicare and Social Security and things like that. So you got to be careful with that. But they really should have been doing something, you know, to help the small business, which they didn't do. They wanted to make sure that police were defunded and that the major cities got bailout money. And I'll tell you what, if you had a major city, if you had an urban center that was having this kind of chaos happen, where there was looting, rioting, and the destruction mm-hmm. of property, and you were a mayor or a governor who stood by and said, well, they're just exercising their free speech rights, or they were burning down people's businesses, and now you ask for money from the federal government after Trump offered to help quell the violence, I'm glad he looked at the mayor of Minneapolis, the governor of Minnesota, and said, you're not getting a dime.
Yeah.
I don't see where our tax dollars down here in Florida or any other state or any other city should go to rebuild anything there when they did not act to stop the violence. And that goes for any location in the United States. Mm. That's not the way our tax dollars are supposed to be done. Oh, they burnt the city down. No. They didn't do anything. Some of the mayors were dancing in the streets with them. Well, fix it yourself.
Yeah, let me play about 20 seconds of my favorite black commentator and attorney, Leo Terrell, because now he's become my favorite. Listen to this, and then I'm going to go right to Joe Biden.
Have you ever voted for a Republican for president before?
Good question. Here's my answer as a lawyer. This will be the first time in my life. This will be the first time in my life, Sean Hannity viewers, that I will be voting Republican. Right on your TV pro. First time in my life.
For Donald Trump.
For Donald Trump.
Now, that's Leo Terrell, and he's finally hit the nail on the head. He's had it with Biden. And here's one of the reasons. Joe Biden, at least half a dozen times since Monday, because I got corrected on this. I said it was three. At least half a dozen times since Monday. He said he would not defund the police. He says, I never said I was going to defund the police. Well, interesting play on words. Here's what he actually said. And he said it multiple times. I want to relocate the funds elsewhere for the police. Now, when you reallocate funds, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're taking funds away from the police. This guy's trying to play Clinton, and he's not Bill Clinton.
No.
Bill Clinton could say it was high noon at midnight, and for some reason, the way he said it made Democrats go, boy, he's right. But Biden doesn't have that talent. He doesn't. He can't twist and spin like Bill Clinton did. to deceive the public. You know, he's got to stand by the words that he has. In an age when everybody's got a camera on their video, or a video camera on their cell phone, you've got to watch what you say. And Biden's the gift that keeps on giving. Half the stuff he says is incomprehensible anyway. You know, so when you get caught in something, it's going to be out there. And to try to deny it, like politicians were able to do in the past, like progressive politicians were able to do in the past, that's a day gone by.
Okay, well, a couple of things as I move along here. Great news came out of Minneapolis yesterday. The Minneapolis City Council decided not to pay armed vigilantes to replace the police, which means they still have the police there.
Oh, well, I wonder if they're going to pay for the private security that all the politicians hired for themselves then. Or is that coming out of their pocket, which I highly suspect not to be the case.
You and me both.
I'd like to see an audit of who's getting paid to do private security for the politicians in Minneapolis.
Al is telling me that when I played that thing about Leo Torelli, he was laughing so hard he almost drove off the road.
Yeah, Leo's an entertaining guy.
Yeah.
He's self-serving, but he's an entertaining guy.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about Virginia, because we have a situation in Virginia where Virginia is rapidly becoming the California of the East Coast. Now, the governor there, Governor Northam, signed a bill yesterday allowing illegals the right to drive.
It's getting interesting in Virginia, and it's all because of the two blue patches around Richmond and around the D.C. suburb area in Virginia. Those two pies, it's the same thing that's happened in New York and the same thing that's happened in Illinois, where the cobalt blue urban mega centers there are manhandling everybody else. They've also got some draconian gun laws in Virginia.
Yeah, but wait till you hear this one. Included in that bill, but it didn't go through because they decided to withdraw it, otherwise the bill would have gone down in flames, was the right to vote for illegals.
Yeah, that was never going to happen because it would have been challenged and want to throw the whole law out.
Yeah.
And progressives need to actually, when they do things well for their cause, they do it incrementally and very, very small chunks at a time so people don't notice. Ever since the Obama administration, they have been very overt with their lunacy and people are taking notice of it, so they can't. They can't bury these types of things in bills that are being signed for things that some people would believe are good. They're screwing their tactic up right here, and I can't say I'm unhappy about it.
All right, here comes the music. We'll talk to you on Monday, so have a great time. And Underground USA Podcast is where they go to find out about you. Stay low.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, everybody, the editor, the chief guru, bottle washer of the Underground USA Podcast, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Got stuff coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
3 out of 4 Americans, including a majority of Republicans, favor requiring people to wear face coverings while outside their homes, according to a new poll done by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs. This also reflects a fresh alarm over spiking coronavirus cases and a growing embrace of government advice intended to safeguard public health. Also, about 2/3 of Americans disapprove of how President Donald Trump is handling the outbreak, an unwelcome sign for the White House in an election year. Former Pennsylvania Democratic Representative Ozzie Myers has now been charged with bribing election officials to add votes during primary elections to candidates he favored or who paid him as a campaign consultant, according to the Justice Department. Myers, age 77, served 2 terms in Congress in 1977 to 1990. He bribed the top election official in South Philadelphia's 39th Ward during primaries between 2014 and 2016. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and that's Donna Fiducia, and we're going to go right to the beach and boating forecast right now while we're waiting on Patrick Hyland. So let's get going here. Alrighty, well, the beach and boating forecast brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club. Check them out. Give them a call, 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. Today, Friday, we're going to have some afternoon showers and thunderstorms, and chances very good that there'll be one where you're at listening to me right now. The wind's out of the east this morning, then turning out of the southeast. Now, there'll be about 8 to 10 miles an hour to start, but this afternoon we'll have gusts up to 20 miles an hour, maybe slightly higher in some of these storms. Seas will be 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop most of the day. The Gulf water temperature at 87 degrees. The bay water temperature at 85 degrees. We had our high tide at 6:21. Oh, wait a minute. We got our high tide coming, at 6:21 a.m. Our low tide will be around at 10:50 a.m., so I was thinking we already had high tide. We have not. 6:21 on the high tide, so you guys and gals going out fishing. Now, remember, this afternoon you might get a a little bit of interesting weather out there. So if you want to go out and do your voting, go do it this morning. Don't wait till this afternoon. Now, let me tell you about our buddies over at the Freedom Boat Club, because this is something that I've known about them since 1989, when my wife and I first came down here to Florida to visit my parents, who were at the time retired and living in Sarasota. Now, there just isn't anything better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and the Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing. So since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time in the water with your family and friends, and sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is pretty simple. The beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill out your cooler, get your fishing pole, your water skis, whatever, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the Florida sunshine, too, or sun sanitizing. Now, to find out more, we're 232 locations across the country. All you got to do is go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. To find out more about becoming a member, 509 boats here in Tampa, the largest franchise of all of them, 30 locations as well in the franchise area. And by the way, 3 locations in Canada, 3 locations in France. So Parlez-vous Français, you can go over there and find out all about them too. But here we go. FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay, 855-FREEDOM on the phone number, 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to love the Freedom Boat Club. All righty, let me go to the phone line and see if this is who I think it is. Is that you there, Mr. Patrick?
Yes, good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. How are you this morning?
Better than Dr. Fauci. What the hell was that? What the hell was that?
That was a heck of a throw, Captain. Heck of a throw.
You know something? I could have kicked the ball further than that.
That was classical, isn't it? I mean, if you're gonna do that, just don't even do it. Just walk.
What an embarrassment! What a freaking embarrassment! Okay, well, enough about that. You know what was even worse, and I didn't see it. Thank God, the Washington Nationals and the New York Yankees on their knees.
Yeah, I know, Captain. The only good news about that was at least they did it before the national anthem.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the only, you know, if that's how we're going to do it. I've said before on the show and on the Sports Zone, you can catch us on this great station from 11 to 12 this Sunday, that, you know, if you want to just do a moment of silence on your knee before it or after it, okay, we're going to go that route, fine, okay. I don't know why we're doing it, but if that's what you want to do, fine. What I don't like is the hypocrisy, Captain. I remember when the NFL banned Tim Tebow from taking a knee in the end zone when he scored a touchdown. Okay?
I know.
But we're going to allow this. See, if you can't have it one way and not the other. That needs to stop. That's what.
Did you see what the Cleveland Indians did yesterday?
No, I did not.
The Cleveland Indians, to a man, took their left arms and put their left arms on the shoulders of their player that was beside them and put their right hands over their hearts. And that's what they did with the national anthem. Now, I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. They were all standing up. They all did the same exact thing, the entire Cleveland Indian ball team. And to that, I say kudos to the Cleveland Indians. They did the right thing, because if one of those guys had taken a knee, you wouldn't have heard the end of me. So I'm talking about that one.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. You know, the other thing about yesterday's game with the Nationals and the Yankees, you know, it got rained out there in the bottom of six, but they made it an official game. So the Yankees won the first game 4-1 of the year. Boy, it's just been crazy, hasn't it, Captain? I mean, you think about it, this whole 2020 has really been some sort of year. Middle of July, normally it never rains in Washington this time of year. Start the season there, and then it rains. I mean,
I think Nancy Pelosi had something to do with that.
No, that was funny, Captain.
Two can play that game.
I remember, yeah, exactly, when George Bush was in fault for Hurricane Katrina going to New Orleans. I mean, there's a lot of things that people say. You were joking, of course. And I mean, we need to get back to joking, though, in my opinion, Captain. It'd be a lot better for all parties. But Clayton Kershaw, one of the best pitchers in the National League, gets back stiffness right before the game. I mean, it's just been a real fluky, weird year. And the guy's not playing this year. Obviously, that's what's causing these issues to occur. Because they're in a routine, Captain. Any professional athlete is used to a routine. When you get out of that routine, this is when these crazy things happen. But the Dodgers did win last night, 8-1. They put it on the San Francisco Giants. The Giants are going to be in a very big-time rebuilding year this year. We'll see what happens over there. This is the first year in about 10 years they haven't had Bochy as the head coach. They haven't had Madison Bumgarner as the starting pitcher. And Buster Posey, because he had two young children with premature births that he didn't want to push it with this COVID-19, so he's sitting out the year. So They're going through a lot there in San Francisco. So, and then pretty much everybody starts tonight, Captain. You know, baseball as usual. And then this weekend will be the first weekend kickoff. They did make one change. I like it. I want your opinion, Captain, and the audience, too. Anybody wants to chime in and let us know that they're going to now go from 10 playoff teams to 16 playoff teams. That was officially mandated yesterday. I kind of like it. Go ahead.
I think it's a better idea because, again, it'll give the fans something to root about.
Amen, Captain. With a 60-game season, you know, and teams not being able to make up like you would in the past. Now, 16 out of 30 get to go. That's pretty good to me. And That makes it more fair that someone just doesn't get hot, you know, and gets to the playoffs and doesn't get a chance to go somewhere. Someone's close to being there. No, I like it. I think it's a wonderful idea, Matt. So.
All right.
All right, my friend. Well, you know, we'll talk Monday.
We appreciate
you as always. And you have a wonderful weekend. Look forward to seeing you next week sometime. And thanks to the audience as always. And please check us out on the Sports Zone from 11 to 12 this Sunday. We'll have TJ Reeves, online reporter for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, on with us discussing sports and football. And, you know, it's going to be mandated.
Stay low.
Captain, thanks to you, sir. God bless.
All right. That's Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, and from the Sports Zone. So here we go.
I want to let you guys in on a secret. When I'm not here in the studio doing the Sports Zone, I work for Devoted Health HMO Plans. They're a new healthcare company that offers Medicare Advantage plans that are easy, affordable, and designed for real people like you. Devoted Health Plans are packed with benefits that can help you save a bundle. You won't believe what's included in every plan for no added cost. Primary care visits, a long list of tier 1 and 2 drugs, preventive dental care like cleanings and exams, hearing exams, eye exams. And guess what? That's not all. With a Devoted Health plan, you'll also get money to put towards over-the-counter items, plus free rides to the doctor, a free gym membership, and a free personal emergency response device. And that's not all. Call 800-804-3942. That's 800-804-3942 to learn more about Devoted Health plans. Devoted Health plans available in Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Polk counties.
By the way, I got a $25 check from Devoted. That's my insurance carrier for my loophole stuff. $25 check for getting a diabetes test. How about that? And they give you little perks like that for different things along the way. So I got me a couple of lunches out of that deal. All right. Well, when we come back, final segment of the day, and I'm going to get up on my soapbox again just because I can. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And a special shout-out to our friends listening to us on our affiliates up there in Kentucky. Just heard from one of our listeners, and thank you very much for the call. We appreciate you guys and gals up there. Also, coming up in August now, mark this down in your calendars, especially in Sarasota, August the 8th and August the 9th, I will be down at the Robarts Arena for another Two Guys Gun and Knife show. And this is going to be bigger and better than ever. They have been literally selling out of stuff wherever they've been going. And I haven't seen anything like it in years, folks. It's one thing to want to buy a gun. It's another thing to want to buy ammunition or a knife or an antique weapon or whatever. I mean, they are selling everything imaginable that they bring in there. It you just get sold. Ammunition, good luck. Guns, certain kinds, good luck. But they'll be back, and while supplies last, guns, ammo, antique military antique uniforms and different insignias and stuff, World War II and whatnot, the Japanese helmets, Japanese swords, that sort of thing, as well as some other great products there, too. There's usually a guy there with bows and arrows, and there might be somebody there with some fish and stuff, too. But we'll be at Robarts Arena, Sarasota County Fairgrounds, August the 8th and 9th. That's a Saturday and Sunday, August the 8th and 9th. Put it down on your calendar. Each day they open up at 9 in the morning, and on Saturday they're open until 5. They've got concealed carry classes both days. So you'll be able to get your concealed carry, permit certification, certainly, if you want to do that. Now, find out more about them by going to twoguysshows.com. That's the website, twoguysshows.com, and you can get all the rest of the information there. Okay, as promised, here I go. You know, I've been hearing a lot lately from my brothers and sisters of the badge around the country. Not only police officers, but firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, nurses, a few doctors thrown into the mix just for good measure. But I've been hearing from them that they're done. They're finished. They're over with the Democrats because of this one simple thing, defund the police. That starts a transition when they start mucking around with that, that takes them over to, oh gosh, defund the fire department, not defund, but let's take a few dollars away from the fire department because my God, they don't need that SCBA equipment. God, they certainly don't need another, tool to help extricate someone from a car. Nah, they don't need any of that. They have no idea unless they've walked a mile. In a firefighter or a police officer's shoes or an EMT's shoes as to what they need and what they don't need. Now, the Democrats are talking tough. They're talking loud. They're talking proud. Okay, fine. I'm really excited to know that about 2 or 3% of the people in the United States of America think they're going to control the rest of us. Because that's what you got out on the streets. It looks like more because the mainstream media's blowing it up like it's the biggest thing since melted butter. If we ever got out onto the street, the silent majority, the people that are sitting here that are listening to me right now, if we ever got out onto the street with those, quote, protesters, they would be dwarfed by the size of the people that we, the crowd that we would put out there. And you know what I base that on? The Tea Parties. Now, the Tea Parties have gotten a little older, but they've gotten very smart. They know how to play the game politically. Unlike these other fools that think, well, we're going to go out there and we're going to break windows and we're going to set fires and we're going to get what we want to get. Well, to a certain degree, you are in a democratic city. Have you seen them getting the same thing in a, oh, gosh, I don't know, a Republican-run city or a Republican-run state? Hell no. Because if they even lifted their finger to try, they got squashed. And that's what should be happening right now. But it's not. So this defund the police crap that keeps floating around out there is backfiring on the Democrats and the people that are tossing it out there. It's backfiring. I'm hearing from people everywhere, everywhere. All over the country, and even around the world, for that matter, that are saying, this is crazy. We used to be a Democrat, or my parents were a Democrat, and they're telling me that they've had it. They're not going to this. Of course they're not. Nobody in their right mind is going to support these people. And, oh, by the way, if you don't think Joe Biden and company aren't going to jack the hell out of your taxes, then you don't know anything. Because, well, we're going to take away the millionaire's tax cut, and we're going to give that money to the lower and middle class. No, you're not. No, you're not. Who do you think you're kidding? You haven't done it in the past. What makes us think you're going to do it now? And by the way, did you hear Nancy Pelosi? Well, you know, that $3 trillion coronavirus stimulus package is just a gift to President Trump, making an insinuation that it's too much money and she's going to have to maybe do something to stop it. So think about that for a minute. But think about this, too. for the people that are mad as hell and are not going to take it anymore, many of whom are not saying a word, especially to the media. And by the way, these left-leaning polls, including Fox, go take a look at the Rasmussen Reports poll, the most accurate poll in the last two national election cycles. The most accurate poll. Biden by two, within the margin of error. National poll. Some of the states where Trump's up by 12, or Trump, I'm sorry, where Biden's up by 10 and 12 points and all that stuff, it's more like 1 or 2 or 3 points for Biden. You know why? Because the damn poll isn't stacked 10, 11, or 12 points to the left side of the aisle to begin with. So this election is a lot closer than people think. And you need to understand that truer words were never spoken than these. America has no choice. If you want to keep America the way it is now, if you want to keep your freedoms the way they are now, then you need to vote for Donald Trump for president. There is no other choice. Any other choice is going to cost you money. It's going to cost you have more rules and regulations tossed on you, the likes of which you've never seen before. All you got to do is take a look at the models they keep throwing around there. The democratic socialists are democratic socialists. They're communists. They're beyond the pale of just being progressives anymore. They're hard, freaking, core communists. So, we all know that for years they've been pushing towards the Union of Socialist States of America. My way of saying the Soviet Union. We all know they've been trying to do that. And this election, folks, is the most important one ever of our lifetimes, all of us. I've said it before, I'm saying it again. And if you love America, if you stand up for the flag, if you say the Pledge of Allegiance, if you love the Star Spangled Banner, if you support our police, our fire, our EMS, our military, our very own way of life, the American flag too, flying loud and proud, then by God, you need to stand up for America and you need to vote for the people that are going to give you that. And it is not the Democratic Party. All right, I got to go over here real quick. Okay, caller, you got about 30 seconds.
Yes, Captain, you don't vote for President Trump. You're going to be voting for George Soros and these Marxists.
Okay.
That's what America's.
Thank you. Got to go, Mel.
Take care. Bye.
Got to go. All right, thank you very much. That's Mel, and I've run out of time because right now I got to tell you, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Make sure you check them out, 4540 Clark Road. Now, their phone number to call for an appointment is 941-922-2345. They also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike the big box stores. And, of course, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. Check them out. Say hi to Jill and the gang in the store. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, 941-922-2345. Well, folks, that's the end of the weekday version of the Captain's America Third Watch for this week. We'll be back tonight with a weekend edition all across the country. Hope you can join us. Take care. Be safe. Stay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.